Greetings and salutations. Welcome back to Colin's Last Stand right here on YouTube. My name is Colin Moriarty. As always, I hope this episode finds you and yours very well. Today's episode is all about net neutrality, and I've been wanting to do this episode for a while, but I feel like right now, as in this minute, it's really important that this episode gets done. And the reason I want to do it is because I want to just try to influence someone out there that this is important. I know that this is a topic that's been wide-ranging and lots of people are talking about it. Lots of people are sounding the alarms. Lots of people are publishing videos and articles and all the rest on it. But maybe I can try to help to affect some change myself and talk about why I think net neutrality is so essential and so vital, regardless of your political ideology, because it's not a political situation. This isn't something that should involve politics. This should involve the freedom of information, the flow of goods and services, our economy, our society. Everything depends on the internet being the way it is right now. So I hope you share this video. I hope you enjoy this video. I hope it resonates with you. And I hope it changes a few minds, because who knows? This seems like a foregone conclusion, but maybe we can affect some change ourselves. December 14, 2017 is an important day. It's on this date, an otherwise innocuous Thursday right before the holidays, that the Federal Communications Commission appears poised to end what's widely referred to as net neutrality. You likely know what this term means, even if only vaguely. If not, you've certainly heard the term lobbed around plenty over the last few years. You've also likely observed a crescendo in net neutrality discussion somewhat recently. That's because now things are serious. This isn't a hypothetical, academic, far-flung idea anymore, so now's the time to truly understand what's happening and engage in a solution. The FCC's likely destruction of net neutrality could have significant political, commercial, and social implications, not only for Americans, but plenty of trickle-down dangers for the global population, too. I know that for some, a video like this will be redundant. Lots of people are screaming loudly about what's happening here, but I wanted to add my voice, however small, to the chorus. If my short plea convinces even one apathetic person out there that this is important, then I feel like doing this video was worth it. Put simply, net neutrality is the idea that the internet is delivered to users, well, neutrally. By that, I mean that your internet service provider has an agnostic role in providing internet access to its customers. As it stands now, the likes of Comcast, Time Warner, Google, T-Mobile, AT&T, or whoever else serves online content to you through a sort of linear pipeline, regardless of the nature of that online content. As an example, your cell provider can't charge you a baseline price to use Safari and iMessage on your phone, and then charge you more to use audio streaming and podcast downloading services, and then charge you even more on top of that to stream video. It can't charge you one price to access Bing, and then another price to access Google. Right now, the rules dictate that, in short, the internet is the internet. Access to the internet means access to all of it, untiered and unfiltered, though not with unlimited bandwidth. It's the antithesis of the way America's internet provider behemoths deal with the other product that they sell, cable television. And we all love paying out the ass for our scant cable TV packages, don't we? Cable TV is an apt what-if comparison when discussing the possible implications of eliminating net neutrality. Scarier yet is that it's merely a possibility, not the only possibility. The nefarious possibilities are virtually endless. The telecoms that desperately want net neutrality shot in the head are businesses. And like any business, they want to grow, maximize revenue, and lower costs. Those are the goals, and in a vacuum, there's nothing wrong with that. But with that established, would you be surprised if you woke up one day to find Comcast, as an example, letting their customers know that they're no longer going to be selling standard internet access, and instead will begin peddling the same package-type deals you currently get if you have cable television in your home? Your bronze, silver, gold, platinum package sort of thing. Or how about the more mild half-step that ultimately delivers us to that reality, essentially shaking down online entities for access to a better internet for their customers? In other words, pay up Amazon, pay up Netflix, pay up PlayStation Network, or you'll be throttled. Worse yet, how about both? How about tiering out content to customers and charging internet companies of all kinds for quality, so-called fast lane access for themselves? See, destroying net neutrality is like introducing a new tax. They're genies that, once out and about, can't be put back in the bottle. And the fact is, there's no reason to voluntarily sacrifice the framework that explicitly disallows the few American telecoms that already dominate our digital lives to also manipulate data and services in such a way that pretty much every entity that uses the internet suffers. Who actually wants this to happen outside of three of the five voting FCC commissioners, Comcast and its ilk, and a couple of lame libertarian think tanks that peddle bullshit like net neutrality stifles innovation and hinders free markets? I lived in San Francisco for a decade in the heart of Silicon Valley. I worked for years for a prolific .com and had and have friends that have worked and continue to work at just about any big tech company you could think of. One thing I never ever heard come out of someone's mouth was, wow, there's not enough technological innovation happening. And do you know what would solve that? Give the telecoms more power over how we access content. Oh, and the free market seems to be doing just fine on the old information superhighway. I spend literally thousands of dollars a year on Amazon. Millions and millions and millions of people do, because it's awesome. This internet gave us that Amazon. If you don't have a political agenda or an axe to grind, you'd see that the internet isn't just fine the way it is, it's thriving the way it is, and it should be left alone. There are no guarantees that sinister things will happen if and when net neutrality is no more. There are no guarantees that anything bad will happen if you abandon your campfire one morning either. I mean, you assumed that it would just go out on its own. That's not an unreasonable expectation. Plenty of campfires fizzle out on their own. But it could also spread. It could be disastrous. Anything could happen. Coulda, woulda, shoulda. That's the entire point. You put out the campfire because you never know. You don't even introduce danger into the situation at all. There is no need to. No one's asking you to. This situation is kind of similar. Endeavor to keep the rules in place because the rules have gotten us this far, and the implications of changing the rules are unknown and could backfire. Avoid the unknown entirely and don't go down that road at all. I'll ask again, why would we even want to do this to begin with? Why would the telecoms support this if there wasn't copious amounts of money to be made above and beyond the insane profits they already make? And why does it seem that there are so few defenders of the FCC's incoming choice that don't have a vested interest in parroting nonsense? There's no argument for what the FCC wants to do that makes much sense or holds much water. In all of the research I did investigating what the supposed apparent upsides are to voiding net neutrality, all I could find was the aforementioned free market and innovation claims, this spurious notion that telecoms don't invest in infrastructure because there's no incentive to, and dumb political arguments that prioritize a side over what's right. This idea that the government doesn't have any role in anything is so silly at this point. The government doesn't need to be big and bloated, but it has many useful functions, and being a regulatory body for the entities deemed in the common interest is one of them. We have national parks. The FDA makes sure what we ingest is safe. The FDIC literally insures your bank deposits in private financial institutions, perhaps the single most egregious so-called infringement of the market and the role of government I can think of. But these are useful roles. These are roles that lubricate the wheels of commerce, the wheels of society. Food sellers would probably love a world without the FDA, but no one gives a shit, because the reality is what's good for business isn't always good for everyone. To call the internet important is like calling oxygen important. The internet isn't important, it's the most important thing on the planet. It's at the nexus of pretty much everything. It's the beating heart of modern society. We use it all day, every day. It has given us the modern American society and economy we should take a deep amount of pride in. It shouldn't be trifled with. It shouldn't be dealt with flippantly. The unintended consequences of net neutrality's disappearance have potential all over the scale, from unnoticeable to catastrophic. I don't care what your political persuasion is. I don't care if your job is all digital or largely analog. I don't care what you think the role of government is. All I care about is you thinking long and hard about this subject. Use this video as a starting point to learn more. Become engaged. Talk to friends and family. Educate and inform those around you. And fight the good fight. Because an open, unbridled, accessible internet isn't only an important societal, economic, and political tool. It's an essential tool of the First Amendment, our freedoms of speech and expression, and our right to be curious and inquisitive. Well, that's it for my plea on net neutrality. I hope it resonated with you. As I said earlier, I hope that you'll choose to share this video with friends and family, people that might be unaware or that disagree on the subject. Maybe we can change some hearts and minds. And of course, maybe that will convince the FCC to do what's right, but I'm not so hopeful. In any case, leave a thumb up for the video if you liked it, thumb down the video if you didn't like it, leave a comment down there. Let's chat with each other and keep things respectful. And of course, I won't take up any more of your time, but I really do appreciate your love and support here on Colin's Last Stand, as well as on the podcast series CLS Fireside Chats and the new gaming series CLS SideQuest. All right, I'll see you next time for another episode of Colin's Last Stand. Until then, keep on learning.